Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Lauren teased us earlier. She's like, oh, I've got a great story. I'm ready to go. I've got a great story. So go ahead. Jump on the crazy train. Okay. What do you have for us?
All right. Before I even start, do any of you know a flight attendant or a pilot, like a friend, family member?
Many pilots in my family.
Okay, good, because I want to know if this is really something that happens. Okay, we've all heard of the Mile High Club, right?
Yes.
Apparently, it's not just passengers. Apparently, it's quite common that the flight attendants and pilots are getting it on.
What?
Yes. The mid-air romps, they like to call it. It's actually not considered illegal. Obviously, pretty gross, but yeah.
Well, because here's the deal. There's a co-pilot. So are they sitting there watching? What's going on?
This is the great thing. This one flight attendant who says she has done this kind of broke it down on how it works. So there's always two pilots, and then there's two flight attendants that are like in that upper cabin. So if a pilot has to go to the bathroom or something, they come out and then the flight attendant goes in. So she says the rules to make this work. Number one, make sure you work with a crew that you can trust, who also knows your plan. So you pretty much plan with your coworkers to hook up with another coworker.
I would never. That's where you would lose me. I'd be like, what? You're going to tell people about this? Like, corporate rules mandate that maybe you shouldn't be doing that with
right.
a coworker.
So second rule, pick a flight that you know has a route that's normally smooth ride. And once you have those two things, the third one is super easy, and that's simply have one of the pilots come out of the cockpit and the other one goes in.
And then you say to the one pilot, hey, take a lengthy break here.
I guess.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going to be judged on how long it may take. But yeah, she's like, yeah, you know, like things just go on autopilot. And so people just start
where
getting
they
it
go?
Out.
Wait.
Mary has questions.
The cockpit.
Oh, in the. Oh, my. Oh, wow.
Aren't there cameras in
there? Yes, there are.
Because we can't go anywhere in this radio station that we're not on camera. I would hope there's cameras in the cockpit.
All right. Well, all the pilots I know are most of my nieces, my nephew, most of my nephews. I have about three or four of them that are all pilots in different capacities, and they're all married.
It doesn't make any difference. So, are you going to ask them? Are you going to say? Because they say they consult with their coworkers. Mary,
hi, it's Aunt Mary calling. Yeah. A couple of quick questions for you kids.
Are you getting
like,
it
Aunt
on
Mary?
The flight deck?
What kind of stuff do you talk about on the radio?
I would text them right now if I was you.
Think that's so funny.
Ryan, are you listening?
I would never. First of all, that's just weird. Sleeping with a coworker in general, not a great idea. Right. To do it on, you know, the company's dime, you're like, well, you're
while
working.
While flying a plane.
Yeah.
While flying.
Got Ryan,
and
Nick,
all the passengers
Dirk.
Have no idea. They're waiting for their drinks, and they don't know why they're delayed.
Is this why now the flight attendants put the beverage cart and cut off access to the cockpit?
Ooh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's
where
part of it.
Where is this story from?
The New York Post. But this, it was this flight attendant that put out this whole video. So, of course, it's going viral because she's just like giving out all the dirt, the inside scoops.
Wow. What do you have today, Kevin?
Nate Bargatze. Is it Bargatze or Bargatze?
Bargatze, I thought.
Bargatze. Okay, I was wrong on both. You guys know who I'm talking about. One of the biggest comedians in the world.
Love
right
that
now.
Guy. Love
He's
him.
He's hilarious, kind of a deadpan delivery. And I think recently he said he was going to step away from stand-up to try movies, stuff like that. But anyways, I only recently saw this because one of my favorite wing spots in Chicago reposted a video. He was on with Stephen Colbert either earlier this week or last week, but this clip I just saw yesterday. There was a spot that Bridget and I used to go all the time. It was Great Wings in downtown on Superior. And first of all, I didn't know he came to Chicago for a couple years early on in his career, did the Second City thing. I did not know that. Anyways, here is the wing spot I love, and apparently he worked at.
So I worked at a restaurant called Jake Melnick's. Mm. It used to be Black Hawk Lodge there. I don't know.
No,
it doesn't
didn't
matter.
Know that.
But it was a great restaurant. I still go back to it.
Oh, yeah?
I was the first hire there.
And you were the first person hired at this restaurant?
Yeah, yeah. And I go back to it like it's a high school. Like when I go back to...
Are there still people there?
No. Nobody cares.
So Jake Melnick's on Superior, just east of State... Which I love their wings. They're fantastic.
That's a lettuce entertainer restaurant, right?
I think it is, yeah. And they do a great wing, but I didn't know that. So I'm watching this clip, and Melnick's, of course, shared it on their social media. I'm like, Nate Bargatze worked at Jake Melnick's.
How is that pronunciation, Lauren?
Bargatze,
I'm 0-for-4 on my
I have stayed away from his name for years now because I'm always like, I don't know what it is.
I think he even has done a bit before on how to pronounce his name. But Jake Melnick's, great wing spot, and a famous celebrity once worked there.
And here's the thing. If you're not familiar with this comedy, it is so approachable. It's not like nasty, filthy, triple X, anything. It's so relatable and fun. He's just so darn good. And that's why when he said he was going to go do movies, I'm like, well, I hope you're going to write them then, because I'd hate to not see him do what I think he was born to do.
His bit on SNL about when he's like George Washington, like, the rules of America.
Yeah.
So great. So funny.
What's your story, Mary?
Oh, do we have the music cued?
Oh, that's
right. I forgot
right.
to remind him. Music? Anyone?
Colin is like, hang on a second.
Okay. It's time for What's With?
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Thank you, Colin. As we are rolling along today on our electric scooters.
Oh, yeah.
What is the deal with the electric scooters? I almost got run over the other day, and they're very dangerous, don't you guys think?
Well, and people are using them on bike paths and on sidewalks.
Well, this is where it hit me because I live on a bike path, and you know, it's very dusty right now because it's just very hot and humid. And these people whip by you, and they're going like 50 miles per hour, and they scare the life out of you. And some of these people aren't wearing kids. You know, they're not wearing helmets.
And they ride together, like a lot of teenagers.
You're not supposed to run. I've looked up some rules. You're not supposed to be tandem on these things.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and no. And riders are actually supposed to be 18 or older. I don't think that's true, is it? Because I've seen a lot of teenagers.
Seen like high schoolers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All over the place.
I've heard that before, though, because it's technically like a motorized vehicle. But even if it's not a car.
It's not an e-bike. You know, e-bikes are allowed on prairie paths and bike paths and things like that because they're not, you know, these motorized vehicles. And you're not supposed to be, or sidewalks are actually discouraged, but I've seen a lot of them on sidewalks as well. They're only supposed to be on public roads with speeds up to 30 miles per hour.
Seen a lot of DoorDash drivers using them.
Yes, they're all using them now. And the injuries, so I looked it up, e-scooter injuries are up more than 45%. Since 2017.
Yeah, well, pickleball injuries are up by 450.
Well, yeah, but pickleball wasn't around back then very much. I mean, you know, it's pretty new. But anyway, I just, what is with these things? They got to be more, you know, pulled over or something.
Yeah. Remember we talked to the people in DuPage County about a month ago, and they were talking about what they were going to do, and that was just meet people on the bike path where they're not supposed to be on these scooters and stuff and not necessarily write a ticket but have a conversation. I wonder how that's doing.
I don't think it's going. I mean, I see a lot of police officers on their own e-bikes, and that's how they're traveling, you know, on e-bikes, and maybe that's how they're pulling them over. But yeah, it's mostly kids. Like you said, Lauren, there's a lot riding tandem.
Oh, gosh. Honestly, like half the time I'm seeing them, they're tandem.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are surprised that kids don't follow the rules.
No, I know. But, you know, I'm old now, so I can grouse about
follow
it.
Follow the rules!
Yeah.
What dang kids?
The electric scooters!
Hey, Lauren has your news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.